a special intensity, a special urgency. Here come the Volunteers. Wherever you listen throughout the world, it's football time in Tennessee.
Orange, they bleed. Vol Nation's tailgating and the rearing to go. Yeah, when Nealon gets to rocking, it's a hell of a show. And man, you won't believe that roar when the boys find the checkerboard. The big orange is back. It's a fact. Volunteers, where you at? Get loud, stay.
What's up, everybody? Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Welcome to the Vols Deep Podcast. Welcome to episode 13 of the third season. Tennessee now 6-3 with the loss versus Oklahoma. Let's get right down to business. What are your positive takeaways?
Yeah. Black jerseys look good.
Band was good. Band was awesome. Dark mode was fun. Pre-game party was fun.
Crowd showed up.
Stadium was packed. They didn't leave. They stayed. Joey threw for 400 yards.
So basically everything besides the product on the field.
Yes. Yes.
Negative takeaways. I'm sure we'll get more and more in depth, but just initial.
Can't figure out how to close a big game this year, and I don't understand why. Just frustrations.
If we would learn to play football the whole game, or maybe the start of the fourth quarter, if we'd learn how to play football the start of the fourth quarter like we do in the last minute and 30 seconds of a ball game.
Just a second and third quarter. Yeah. We're pretty good in the first and fourth. I mean, we're fine in the fourth quarter. I thought our defense played their best game of the year.
Yeah.
I thought our defense played well.
Our defense has struggled all year long. Yeah. And we always said if the defense would give us something small, the offense will take care of it. Well, no.
I truly thought our defense played good enough to win that game.
Had a big takeaway there at the end.
They did.
Big interception right there.
Absolutely. And we held them to field goals, long field goals. Granted, they made everything that they kicked from 100 yards away, but it was a frustrating night.
We got beat by a kicker with Daisy Dukes on.
Oh, that we did.
Something's weird going on. We cannot see you two. Oh. But it's on my end. I don't know.
Well, probably better off you can't see me today because it's just one of those days.
Now everybody knows how Ronnie Millsap feels.
I don't know what's going on with it. But I don't think we have enough time for all of the negative.
It happened. We're now facing possibility of a Music City Bowl or a Gator Bowl or something like that. The playoffs are over. Let's not talk about the playoffs anymore as far as the Vols. It's not happening. So we got three more games on our schedule, two of them being big ones, Florida and Vanderbilt. So all we can do is look forward to the future because the past has already happened.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's see.
I'm sure we're going to get into it, but I'll just say this right now. It's not the time to talk about firing our head coach.
No.
Lord, no.
Sorry, I'm trying to.
And I'll just keep talking while you fiddle with that.
You're good.
We said at the beginning of the year, this is a rebuilding year. We started with a quarterback we didn't expect to have. Nico left us. We knew there were going to be some growing pains this year. It's just the potential was there, and we see the potential. And we definitely want our team to be the best team in the country. And the three games we lost, I felt like two of those three games should have been a win. Now, the Alabama game, we just got outclassed that day. But Georgia and Oklahoma, I feel like we should have won both of those games.
Yeah.
We really do.
And honestly, that's the thing that gets us. It's like, it's not – all year long, we have not faced a team that was just 100% better than us. And that's honestly the most disheartening thing of it all. Like, honestly, I feel like, and it ain't just us, I feel like there's no one true dominant team in the SEC. I think it's everybody's horse race. Like, you could place a bet on anybody and just it could flip or heads or tails.
I mean, there's really not too much of a dominant team in college football. You can talk about Ohio State or Indiana, but
Who does Ohio State play? I don't know.
If
Ohio State played in the SEC, here's my take, and all you Bobcats in the TikTok will say this. My opinion, if Ohio State had to play SEC schedule, they would finish with an 8-9 win season. And that's just how I feel because, and yeah, they might, you know, beat an SEC team in the playoffs like they did us, but it's because they're not used to that week-to-week grind that our players are because it's wearing our players' bodies down week in, week out, having to have that grind. So that's honestly why I feel like, yeah, Big Ten, you guys got a better record against SEC.
At the same time, I love seeing this parity in college football because any week, any one of these teams can win. So, I mean, Tennessee could legitimately win every game on their schedule. They could legitimately lose every game on their schedule as far as conference play goes. And that's fun. It's fun football. It's getting more along the lines of the NFL every day. Whereas two or three losses are going to be the norm. It's just the way it's going to be because every team is fighting for that NIL money. Every team's fighting for those players. Right now, every team's looking for a coach except for us, which is just crazy in my mind.
This has to be the most head coaching firings in one season there's ever been.
Who's available? The ones that's been fired?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, where are these coaches going to turn to? I mean, right now, Lane Kiffin can write whatever check he wants. Yeah. It seems like it's a Kiffin lottery.
Yeah, you know who is still hanging on, though? Oh, Dabo. He's still hanging on.
Somehow.
He is still hanging on.
He wasn't hanging on them sidelines. He was fired up, wasn't he?
Yeah.
All right, let's hit Neyland's Maxims. I think it's a good night to do that.
All right.
It's very simple. We will agree or disagree if Tennessee accomplished or reached Neyland's Maxim. The team that makes the fewest mistakes will win.
Well, Tennessee made a couple of huge mistakes that cost them the game, and Oklahoma made fewer mistakes. So the team that made the fewest mistakes won the game.
Mm-hmm. Play four, make the breaks. When one comes your way, score. We can't ever capitalize on the turnover.
Never. No, we can't.
Never.
If at first the gamer breaks go against you, don't let up. Put on more steam.
No.
I mean, they never quit. They fought to the very end, but just wasn't enough.
Protect our kickers, our quarterback, our lead, and our ball game.
They didn't protect the quarterback at all.
Ball, Oski, cover, block, cut, slice, pursue, gang, tackle for this is the winning edge.
Well, it wasn't the winning edge last night, and I honestly felt like our defense played the best game they have all year.
I didn't have too big of a problem with our tackling or our defense too much in the game last night. Again, just like Spanky said and I said a minute ago, I feel like our defense played good enough to win.
I do, too.
Now, the last touchdown where the running back went untouched into the end zone, I almost believe we let him score.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Ball, Oski, cover, block, cut, slice, pursue, gang, tackle for this is the winning edge.
Yeah, we just talked about that one. It's still the same.
Press, kicking game, here's where the breaks were made.
They certainly made for Oklahoma.
Yeah, failed.
My goodness. Hey, Oklahoma's field goal kicker is something else.
Yeah, he is. He's on legs.
He made three from 55 yards, and I'm sitting like, the last one, I just went, beep.
What I don't understand, why are coaches like, why would Heupel not say his kneecaps are not even covered? Like, is it just something no one's going to complain about anymore?
I guess not.
Like,
I've seen a post that they cut an inch off it for every field goal that he makes.
Yeah.
press kicking game. Here's where the breaks were made.
And that they were. Right for Oklahoma.
Carry the fight to our opponent and keep it there for 60 minutes. No. I wish we had a kicker like Oklahoma's, though.
I do, too. And Max Gilbert missed a 37-yarder, I believe it was. It would have been a big make at the time. Frustrations, to say the least. Frustrations all the way around. We start the game off hot, go right down the field, score a touchdown. I think, all right, here we go. And then, whatever reason, that middle 24 minutes, we can't do anything with.
Nothing. The second quarter is always bad. Yeah. It's so weird. This is our news and notes segment presented by our great friends at Freedom Motors, second-year sponsor of the Vols Deep podcast. Chris Looper and staff over at Freedom Motors. We could not recommend them more. They just flat out get the deal done. Great people, honest people. They can get you finance based on their outstanding relationship with the local banks. That's guaranteed. 865-269-4090. Check them out online and on their Facebook page today. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. We look forward to interacting with you. Comment, like, and share, please. The more interaction we get, the better the show will be. We want to hear your thoughts and opinions throughout the show. Yeah, Jonathan said old Daisy Dukes was booting 50-yarders.
Yeah, he was.
Robert says no motion, no creativity, no offense.
Let's go a little closer to you, Spanky, the way I get this camera.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I need some warmth.
Yeah.
Fire spur, Jonathan says.
Gotta pay me first.
Let's see here. Dylan says, why do we throw a rookie tight end on 4th and 1? Run the ball. Should have learned from the Bama game.
Absolutely. We talked about it right before we went on the air today. That was what we were just discussing. Why?
Yeah, we I don't think we ever watch film. I know we sure don't with time management type stuff.
No, I mean,
we don't ever just watch film or go back and learn anything.
I don't mind running to the outside there because Oklahoma's expecting the middle run, but you put the ball in the air on 4th and 1, and you throw it to a freshman that's never caught the ball before, and it goes off his hands, off his – what did it hit? Because I ain't worried to watch the game. All I know is I just seen it bounce up in the air off of him. So was it a good throw?
Yeah, I mean, it hit him right in the face mask.
Okay, I knew it hit something. From my vantage point, yeah. I couldn't tell what it was. I just said a few cuss words and went on.
Yeah, the end man, he kind of bumped him a little bit and threw it off, but no, it should have been caught.
Okay.
Rick says, hell of a game, big fan of Hypo Boomer, Sooner Loyal. Yeah, y'all got good fans, man.
Yeah, they traveled well. They were very good people, gracious to the Oklahoma people that come to Knoxville. I talked to a whole bunch of them. So they loved our city, apparently.
Yeah, I seen a bunch of Oklahoma people fired up about the pregame and everything. They said, I seen, honestly, a few posts from Oklahoma fans saying that's the best stadium in the country.
No, we appreciate that.
No, and again, I talked to numerous Oklahoma fans, and they were really cool. They remind me of us in a weird sort of way.
Mustang Man says, always like you guys. Good luck, man. Boomer Sooner. We appreciate you very much. We need all the luck we can get. Let's see here. Jeff says, is it time to fire the head coach?
Absolutely not.
Fire Willie Martinez. We got a few votes for that in the TikTok chat. We're on multiple platforms, so it's kind of hard to get to them all. Hydro Howie says Hypo is in his bed eating donuts and pizza tonight.
Might be.
Josh says, I'm here screaming, go big damn orange still. Oh, well, yeah.
Absolutely, all the way.
We've been through it all, buddy.
Tony V says, you're either a Vol or you're not.
Listen, we're a year removed from going to the playoffs with a freshman quarterback who left us for UCLA, bringing in a quarterback who we didn't even know the name of until he got here. And we're sitting with 3 losses. It sucks. We all wanted better, but it's not time to start talking about firing Josh Heupel.
Yeah, I mean, it would be
first of all,
it would be so much easier if we just weren't good, but to know we should probably just have 1 loss right now. That's what sucks.
First of all, who are you going to hire?
Because these teams ain't beating Tennessee. Tennessee's beating Tennessee.
That's true. Again, who are you going to hire? There's nobody out there right now. They're all – hell, you're going to hire Brian Kelly? You're going to hire James Franklin? You're going to hire Hugh Freeze?
No, I'm all for some Josh Heupel.
Yeah.
He just needs to change some stuff around him. Let's hit the AP poll real quick, as always.
I want to talk about one more thing
on
that very topic. So you got – Auburn's fired their head coach now as of this week. LSU's fired their head coach. Who else has fired their head coach in the last week? Anyway, Arkansas's fired their head coach. Florida's fired their head coach. You got 4 big SEC teams that's in limbo right now because of head coaches. Now's the time for Josh Heupel to go pluck some of those players in that transfer portal that's leaving those teams. Mm-hmm. Time to build that super roster right now because we have consistency at Tennessee. Josh Heupel brings the consistency, just like Kirby Smart's doing at Alabama or at Georgia. So go out there and get a few of those players, get the pieces that we're missing, and let's build a team that's going to win a championship.
Jonathan says you hire Lane Kiffin.
If I believe, that's who I want. I want Lane Kiffin or Alex Golish.
It's the Lane Kiffin sweepstakes right now, I tell you. He can go wherever he wants to go and make it however much he wants to make.
Bradley says John Gruden. Austin says bring Alex Golish back.
So, I say back up to Mack Truck to Alex Golish and make him OC again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be probably hard to do, but as far as his transition, but you could make him take it.
You can make him take it.
Ohio State number one, Indiana number two. Do they play each other this year?
I don't even know.
Let me look.
They play each other in a championship game.
Yeah, I know that. But Texas A&M at three, Bama at four, Georgia at five, Oregon six, Ole Miss seven. No changes there from last week. BYU moves up two spots to number eight. Texas Tech up to number nine at four.
And there they are. So they're at number 10.
Notre Dame.
Of course.
At number 10. Yeah, they're going to win out for sure. They'll wind up posting or something by the time it's over with. Oklahoma, number 11. They move up seven spots.
Congrats to
Tennessee.
Them.
Yeah, congrats to Oklahoma. Virginia, number 12. Texas move up seven spots after beating Vanderbilt.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's number 13. Louisville, number 14.
They're going to make sure they get Archie Manning back in that playoff, aren't they?
They're trying.
Notre Dame and Texas, they're going to be there.
It's so funny. They always pick the same teams. Like, that mm-hmm. is your Heisman winners. Mm-hmm. It's in, 15, Vanderbilt. They drop six spots.
Well, sucks for them.
Georgia Tech drop eight spots.
That was 16. A surprising loss to me.
Yeah, it was a big one. Utah moves up seven spots, number 17. Miami dropped eight spots to number 18. Missouri stays the same at 19. USC up three spots at 20. Michigan stays the same at 21. Memphis up to number 22. The Vols dropped nine spots from losing to Oklahoma. Washington 24. Cincinnati dropped eight spots, number 25.
Tennessee behind both Memphis and Vanderbilt.
Yeah, it's rough.
Hurts.
That it does. Let's hit some other quick notes here. The number eight, Lady Vols basketball season starts this week. They'll travel to Greensboro to take on NC State Tuesday at 4. ETSU will come to Knoxville on Friday for a 6:30 tip-off. Then, a week from today, the Vols travel to UT Martin. That's kind of weird. For a 3 o'clock tip, excited to see Kim Caldwell's Lady Vols this season.
I think they do it every year. They go to one of these UT Martins or MTSU or somewhere else in the mid-state region just to kind of showcase. Do you have a tidbit about a certain player that's been dismissed?
You can hit on it if you want to.
All right. Lady Vols All-Star Ruby Whitehorn's dismissed from the team for conduct unbecoming of a Lady Vol. She was a charge of simple possession this week. She put out a personal statement today that was pretty sincere and pretty honest with herself and where she's been in her life and the struggle she's going through. So we can't judge a woman for what's going on, but we wish Ruby Whitehorn the best. And then it's a big loss for Lady Vols because she was really good. But we have a certain standard that we stand by at Tennessee and with Lady Vols, and she was not reaching that standard, and Kim Caldwell's not going to put up with it. So I support the decision.
I do too. Got to start holding kids accountable. Got to start holding people accountable. If you do that in the workforce, you know what happens to you, Spur? You get fired.
That's right. I will say, though, Tennessee Lady Vols, 148-48 in an exhibition game. I don't care who you're playing. You've been a team by 100 points. You've done something.
Mm-hmm. Now let's see if they can do that in the regular season when, yeah.
We're having all kinds of technical difficulties
here. You just keep talking? Just keep talking.
You're all good.
Whoa, what's going on?
These damn cameras.
You just all over the place.
Speaking of Lady Vols, though.
You are everywhere.
Candace Parker will be inducted into the 2026 Women's Basketball Hall of Fame class. So congrats, Candace. The Tennessee men will face off tomorrow versus Mercer at Thompson Bowling at 7 p.m. Then on Sunday, Northern Kentucky makes a trip to Knoxville for a 3 p.m. tip. Looking forward to another ceiling of the Elite Eight.
Now, Luke, let's not go there.
The batter ball syndrome is in full effect right now.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks for the football. Love Rick Barnes, and I'm hoping he gets over that hurdle for sure.
He's got our team built to do it. So, and this basketball team is a little bit different. They've got the size and the skill. So, little bit different. Some depth this year. So
yeah, they actually do. They was rolling bodies.
I can't name anybody on their team, but I met. But yeah. We'll learn them all here in a few weeks.
The other night when they was doing the starting five, and I was just like, well, okay.
Well, I listened to Mike Keefe on radio call for the exhibition game against Duke, and he's calling a player's name. He's like, I don't know who has the ball. Does Izzy have the ball or does Duke have the ball? Because I don't know any of these players' names.
Yeah, Rick Barnes, even last year, he done a great job with the total roster flip around, man. It's awesome. If Tennessee goes 9-3, will you be happy?
Will I be happy?
As a fan.
I'm not happy now, but if we end the season, beat Florida, beat Vanderbilt, I don't know if I can be happy at this point. I'll be okay with it. Ain't much we can do to change it. So, yeah, I'll be happy because we win our last three games.
Yep.
I'll be happy.
You win your last three, there you go.
Yep.
Don't worry about what's behind you. Hey, just keep on moving forward.
Yep. I will be 1-0 next week, boys. Well, week after next.
What could have been, though, and we've said it for, it sucks. We've said this for years.
All I can say is I'll probably save a little bit of money this year between December and January that I usually spend.
Hey, 9-3 is better than 4-8.
Are you still going to Gainesville?
Yeah, I've already got my ticket, front row.
This would be the year to get some cheap tickets.
I thought about going to the game yesterday, and I looked at it, and I would have been paying $41 a month for the next 24 months, and it would have helped my credit big time. And I thought about
$41 a month for 24 months?
Yes.
What kind of credit card do you got?
Oh, it ain't a credit card. You can do it on PayPal.
What kind of tickets are you going to buy?
Oh, I was going to buy like $350 a ticket.
Yeah, do not take financial advice from Spanky.
I talked myself out of it, but I could have helped my credit a whole lot there. Or hurt it.
Or destroyed it.
It would be the first time.
Matthew says 9-3 would be okay. Austin says if we go 9-3, that's about where everyone thought we would be. That's true.
That is true.
It just sucks being that close to, I don't know. Again, it would be easier if we were just bad. Thank you, Freedom Motors, for your second year sponsoring the Vols Deep Podcast. We're huge fans of Freedom Motors. They're huge fans of us, and we're all diehard fans of the Vols. Go see Chris Looper at Freedom Motors inside the heart of Clinton. That's 135 South Charles G. Sievers Boulevard. We've got a commercial break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Please hit the share button for us.
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride.
Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. On down the line.
Checkerboard, check the score. We're gonna be on top. We're on. Crazy on the Tennessee. We're tailgating, just waiting for that power tee. We're all ball, bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder. Bama, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing that song. We're all ball, bring it on. Bring it on.
Hi, this is Lauren Levy with Black Sheep & Co., here for all your event planning, balloon garland needs, and more. Go give us a follow on Facebook, and as always, go Vols!
since we're there, since we're back on the air, our old buddy Josh, who's been mixing in action for the last couple weeks, told me he's going to see the Ohio State-Michigan game at the Big House.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
It would be cool.
JC says he'll be in Tampa working. I'll have to see if he can get over to Gainesville for the game. I'm going to have to get y'all back on
JC
here.
Cooper. I met JC Cooper. He was in the same section I was. We met each other on the way out last night. So good to meet you, brother.
Guys, I've never had this many issues out of a camera in my life.
You're just all over the place.
I don't know what to do here. There it goes. I had this all set up before. I'm just putting it there. It is what it is.
Do we need to take a timeout? Or
nah.
Do you know when to call a timeout?
Never. I know how to.
Okay, just making sure. Will you teach Hypel?
Yeah.
That's not a timeout. So.
I've done that before. You go slide out. I've seen that thing before.
That brings us to Start Bench Cut, sponsored by our great friend Stephen Hensley with Orange Shield Insurance. Orange Shield Insurance will get you the best price and the best coverage possible. Home, auto, renters, life, business, you name it, Orange Shield Insurance can insure it. He's honest. He's the most intelligent person and in-depth person that we've ever talked to. All the ins and outs, the customer service is fantastic. Orange Shield Insurance and Stephen Hensley Realty. Start Bench Cut, these music genres: rap, country, rock.
No, it's easy for me. We're gonna start country, because honestly, and it's just my personal preference. I just think country music is way better than rock and rap. Then the last two, it really depends on what sport I'm in. Because if it's basketball season, I'm listening to rap music. If it's football season, I'm listening to rock music.
It's racist, Spanky.
That, no, it ain't.
It is.
Terrible.
I'm starting rock. My favorite band of all time is Shinedown. I've seen them 11 times. I hope to see them again and again and again and again. I love rock music. I miss 94.3DX. I know they've got a similar station in Knoxville now. It's just not the same. So give me some good rock music. I'm going to binge country music because of where we live, and it's just who we are. And rap is crap.
Depends on what kind of mood I'm in. Kind of like your basket. It's kind of like your season. That depends on my mood of the
day.
See,
there you go. See?
But my playlist is wild as it gets if I put it on shuffle. But I'm going to start country. I'm going to bench rap. I'm going to give Austin a big shout out. Austin Hensley, he's the biggest Five Finger Death Punch fan
that I
know. I'm going to have to cut rock, though. Start bench cut these former Tennessee Titan quarterbacks: Zach Mettenberger.
Cut.
Jake.
I knew he was going with Jake Locker.
Locker.
Cut.
Will Levis.
Cut.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's a cut, every one of them. Just
wow.
Fold the team.
Wow. You're going to make.
There you go. You picked that and I cut it.
I got you. You're going to start. Wow. That's some really good quarterbacks you picked there. I'm going to start Zach Mettenberger. I'm going to bench Will Levis and cutting Jake Locker, because I met him. I got his autograph. But wow, what a
we should start him for that. At least you
What's the Titans been thinking for the last 30 years? To have those three quarterbacks? You drafted two of them early. Jake Locker was, the number two overall pick?
What was Levis?
Levis was that first round of the second pick, or first pick of the second round last year, when you could have had Hendon Hooker, which wouldn't have worked out either, apparently. But, wow, those are three real winners right there.
Where is Hendon Hooker even at now?
Carolina, I think.
I hate the Oilers, so I'm just going to go with you. I'm going to agree with you, Spark.
Okay. Mettenberger won a couple of games.
Start bench cut these fired football coaches: Brian Kelly, James Franklin, Mike Gundy.
Woo.
Ooh,
you threw a wild card in there.
I'm going to start James Franklin, Because you got to think, I kind of think he kind of got shafted a little bit because...
Don't talk about being shafted at Penn State.
I think he did get shafted a little bit.
Not the first person.
multiple. Because you got to think, he was winning, what, 10 games a season? And his team was literally a play away from the national championship game last year. And I get it. It got bad, and it got ugly quick, and he lost everybody. But I think James Franklin's a better coach than these other two. And then I'm going to bench Mike Gundy because he's a man, and he's like, over 40.
He's a man. He's like 60 now.
He's got to be 55.
Yeah, he's a man, and he's over 40. And that mullet with the visor, I dig it. And then Brian Kelly.
He needs to grow it back.
Yeah. And Brian Kelly, I just can't stand him. Look, when coaches get fired, like when Billy Napier got fired, everybody said, oh, he's a great guy, all that stuff. Mike Gundy got fired. He's a great guy, all that stuff. Have you heard anything positive about Brian Kelly?
He's got a southern accent at least once.
Yeah. I did hear a rumor who wants to be the LSU coach.
I did too.
Ed Ogeron.
He wants it back. He said, I'm a phone call away.
He said, I'm a phone call away. I'll get my truck right now.
I think the fans would have him back too.
Oh, yeah. He even said he'd come back as a defensive line coach for Lane Kiffin.
I think it was stupid of firing, to be honest.
I do, too. I think they made a mistake there.
Well, it was a year after they won the national championship.
I know. Yeah. You're going to have bad – and we're going through that right now at Tennessee. We'd be freaking dumbasses to fire Josh Heupel. Just absolutely stupid.
Ogeron
anyway.
Admitted he knew where he messed up after that national championship game. He said he was so bought into that 2019 team, he didn't build depth. He said, and that's what got him.
Yeah. So I'm going to start James Franklin as well. He couldn't win the big one at Penn State, but by golly, he won a bunch of games.
Yeah, he did.
He won a bunch of games. And
he kind of brought the program out of
the darkness.
The darkness, yeah.
Literally the darkness, the dark ages.
Here's a history fact.
Dark showers. And
who was the Penn State head coach between Paterno and
Franklin?
Franklin. Who was the head coach?
I couldn't even tell you.
Because, see, I thought it was Paterno, then Franklin. But, no, there was one in between.
Who was it? Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Bill O'Brien.
Very shortly, yeah. Bill O'Brien was there for a minute. But I'm going to start James Franklin. I'm going to bench Mike Gundy. There's a certain radio station in Wartburg that still plays it. I'm a man, yep. I'm 40 clip, which cracks me up. Because
yep.
That clip's probably 20 years old now. But Mike Gundy didn't play the NIL game or didn't have the ability to play the NIL game like a lot of the other ones do, and that probably hurt him. But Brian Kelly had the talent this year to win a national championship. Luke, you said it yourself. LSU was probably the most talented team in the country, and he couldn't figure out anything to do with it. And we all knew it. He tried to fake his way through LSU, and he's just not a good coach.
It's funny to me he got locked out of the building before.
Yeah.
They locked him out of the building.
Well, the governor fired him, apparently.
Yeah, and then the governor fired the AD, too, basically.
Yeah.
Saying he ain't going to be making no decisions.
That
governor's
crazy. Yeah, I'm going to start Franklin just because he's going to win you 9 or 10 games. I guess I kind of wanted to bench Brian Kelly, kind of, just because he did take Notre Dame to the national championship. But I'm going to cut him. And I'm going to bench Gundy. Anxious to see where they end up, though.
Oh, they'll all end up somewhere. Maybe not Brian Kelly. He could sit down for a while with that money.
Mitchell said, where'd the picture go?
I don't know, but Mitchell, you need to stick around for a little bit longer. Watch this show. Hint, hint.
What picture is he talking about?
I don't know. I still see the picture.
What picture are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't know. Star Bench cut these Christmas things. Christmas lights, Christmas trees, Christmas songs.
I'm going to start Christmas songs because everybody loves a little the blue Christmas without you. Then I'm going to bench Christmas. What was the other one? Lights.
Lights in a tree.
Yeah, lights. We're going to bench the tree. We're going to cut the lights.
I'm going to start
paying the bill. Cut the lights.
Start the music, bench the lights, cut the tree. I may or may not put a tree up. It probably won't happen till, I don't know, day before Christmas. Mm-hmm. Maybe. All right. Probably won't happen at all.
You could be like Megan. She put hers up like 3 or 4 days ago.
Yeah.
See, like, it's not even my birthday yet.
At one time, I had a Christmas tree, a New Year's tree, a Valentine's Day tree, a St. Patrick's tree, a 4th of July tree. It just stayed up all year. The lights changed colors, so it worked out.
Justin says you start the Christmas lights, Spur. Justin Fritz.
Well, not all Fritz does. Not everybody Fritz has a good does. Light show in their yard either. Like some people.
I fork out that money.
Yeah. Hey, I'll say that you should not be able to put up your Christmas tree or Christmas lights till after my birthday, November the 16th.
I think it shouldn't go up till after Thanksgiving.
Chill bumps for some reason. I'm going to start Christmas songs. Like Spanky said, Elvis, Christmas, baby. Maybe some Alan Jackson in there as well. I'm going to bench the lights. I'm cutting the trees. I was really wanting Cody to be here for this one. Start, bench, cut. These are this fighting entertainment. UFC, boxing, WWE.
Is this even a question? Is this even a question? We're going to start WWE, because look, for UFC and boxing, you pay $50, $70, $100 for a pay-per-view for a fight that's only going to last about 2 minutes sometimes, or it might be the worst fight ever in the world. At least with WWE, with wrestling, you get so much more. You get art, you get action, you get storytelling, you get everything rolled up into one, and you get your money's worth.
I don't disagree with Spanky. I think value-wise for entertainment, if you're just going purely on entertainment, WWE is the best in the world as far as that goes. You're going to get a show, and that's what you're going for. You're going for the entertainment value when you go to WWE because it's scripted. It's predetermined. Mm-hmm. But it is a show, and it's the music, the fans, it's the merchandise.
Even today's?
Yep. Still is.
Are you a fan of today's is what I'm asking.
I mean, I watch it on occasions. I don't watch it religiously. Watched it today with my son because he loves it, so kind of getting into that. I'm not judging.
I'm just asking. I don't know if he's into it.
I'm not as into it as I used to be, but
which nowadays people don't watch wrestling or football or anything like I used to be. With everything with TikTok now, you could get the whole rundown in the span of like a 30-second clip.
Yeah, I'm going to bench boxing. I actually enjoy boxing when it's a good fight, a big fight. I like the lightweights better than I do the heavyweights, just because they really go at it, and I'm cutting the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting style, just because, like Spanky said, I just can't really get into it. It gets boring to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna start UFC. I'm gonna bench boxing, and I'm gonna cut WWE. I just don't ever watch WWE.
Well, that's good.
Austin says he's UFC, WWE, then Jake Paul.
Jake Paul. Yeah.
Thomas says boxing's still a thing. I think Jake Paul's ruining it for
Ryan,
everybody.
Ryan said kayfabe, brother.
Kayfabe. Right. Yeah, okay, Fabe. Sorry. Wrestling is real.
Yeah.
It is very, very real.
Yeah, it is.
Go over to TikTok. 3,500 likes on there. We appreciate that. Shaquille Oatmeal says WWE, UFC, and boxing. Boxing is trash.
Good boxing is good boxing. There's a lot of trash boxing, though. I agree.
Caleb says Vols need a new defensive coordinator, and we need Alex Golish back. Mm-hmm. Bash Cole says, do you think we can still make the playoffs?
No. 0%.
Yep.
Everybody would have to lose, and we still wouldn't get in.
Notre Dame could lose three more times. They still put them in over us.
Yeah, Notre Dame and Texas, they're safe no matter what.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back, y'all. Thank you, Stephen Hensley. Make sure to check out both Orange Shield Insurance and Stephen Hensley Realty today. You'll not find a better person to suit your needs in any of those categories. If he cannot beat your current prices, he'll flat out tell you. He's the definition of service, not sales. A true Vol for life. Let him know the Vols Deep podcast sent you. Hit the share button for us. We have the duel coming up next. Orange Shield Insurance, the do-it-all insurance company serving all of Tennessee. Free insurance quotes and free insurance advice. Just visit the Orange Shield Insurance Facebook page. Home, auto, business, commercial, professional, rentals, renters, boat, RV, motorcycles, ATV, valuables, events, life, and much, much more. 865-742-1672. is the number to call or text. That's 865-742-1672. Give my friend Steven, a true BFL, a call or text today.
MVM Heating and Air, making your comfort our business. MVM Heating and Air is all Vol and proud sponsors of Vols Deep. We offer Goodman, Amana, Daikin, and all other major brands of HVAC brands of ducted and ductless systems. Generator installation, tank and tankless water heater service and installation and gas piping. We have 24-hour on-call service, 100% financing with approved credit. Our office phone number is 423-346-2626. We look forward to hearing from you. Go Vols!
Frank's Fix-It Shop, located in Kingston, Tennessee. Whether you're looking for a new mower or needing service done, Frank's Fix-It Shop is the shop for you. We use Frank's personally. I recommend everyone to him. He's a great person, amazing family business. Ferris, Wright, Hustler, X-Mart is their mowing equipment. Husqvarna, Shindawa, and Echo Power Equipment. Chainsaws, weed eaters, blowers, you name it, Frank has it. Or he can fix it. Over 30 years of professional sales and service, check out Frank's Fix-It Shop today. 808 Gallagher Road in Kingston, 865-376-9299 is the number to call. What do you know? I got to fix the camera again. But we're back. We want to thank everyone for listening to us, watching us, whatever you prefer. We appreciate all the support from you and our sponsors. Right now we have The Duel. The Duel is sponsored by Matt Cole and Chandler Kite at 865 Exteriors. Roofing, siding, doors, you name it. They can build it. They can repair it. Check out 865 Exteriors today for all of your exterior needs and repairs. All right, several questions will be asked. I'll fix the camera while you all are answering number one. Some are random. Actually, tonight, again, all of them will be random. So they'll argue the answers to the best of their ability. Now, the winner is selected by you, the listeners. So vote in the comments who the Duel winner is. We need you to vote. Question one, what is the best Thanksgiving food?
Oh, it's easy. It's turkey. It's the good turkey. You put the Creole butter base in it. You cook it nice and slow. You make it good and juicy. You add a little salt to it. It's the good old turkey. It's the one time of year that you eat turkey and you love it, and you take a nap afterwards, and you wake up, and you watch the Dallas Cowboys get beat. Turkey is the answer.
Turkey's a really good answer. Everybody loves turkey. It's a family Thanksgiving tradition. Besides mine, we ain't going to get into it. But everybody likes the turkey. Everybody likes cutting the male of the family, the dominant one, the head of the table. He likes cutting the turkey for everybody.
Absolutely.
It's just a – turkey's a really good thing. But I want to give it some ham. Everybody loves a good Thanksgiving ham.
You do ham on Christmas.
Well, ham's good for Thanksgiving, too. Do you know what pressed ham is? Remind me to tell you what pressed ham is. It's where you put your bare cheeks up to the – window when you're driving down the interstate. You
know,
on pressed ham. But
that's spam for you there, Spanky.
Oh, yeah.
Spam.
But no, ham's a good option.
You're giving us some potted meat is what you're doing.
Yeah.
Who is the next Tennessee team to win a national championship?
It's a Tennessee Lady Vols basketball team. Kim Caldwell's got it going on. She has a team to do it this year. It hurts losing Ruby Whitehorn because she was going to be a big scorer, but they have depth, they have the ability, they have the speed, and they're going to put up points, and they have a team that can make a run this year. So give me the Tennessee Lady Vols basketball team.
I think it's the Tennessee Baseballs. I think Josh Elander will get it done. I think he will keep the ball rolling, what Tony Vitello laid the groundwork for. I think he could improve it a little
bit. He has the dudes, too.
I hope it's the baseball team. Well, I hope it's both. But I really hope you're right about Elander. He's going to go through some growing pains because it's just going to happen. He's going to be a new head coach, and he's going to have to learn what that means. But he does have the roster to do it again this year. Just so hard to win a baseball title.
Mitchell says the baseball team. It's either them or Lady Vols. Mm-hmm. The basketball has to be.
I don't know. The
softball could, but
I think track and tennis been doing pretty good.
We talk about them. Okay. We love them, but we don't we know anything about them.
Question three: what is the best Halloween candy?
I'm going to let Spanky answer this one first.
To me, it's Reese Cups. Everybody loves Reese Cups.
That's not a Halloween candy. That's everyday candy.
No, that is a Halloween candy. Do you hand it out at Halloween?
That's an everyday candy.
It's a Halloween candy.
It's everyday candy.
No, it is not. No, it ain't.
That's a candy
Reese
bar.
Reese Cups are the best thing ever because you can take them home and you freeze them up. They're the best. And Kit Kat's number two. You're going to say something like candy corn.
Damn right, candy corn.
No, candy corn's trash.
I ain't talking about candy corn. Reese Cups the best candy there is out there, period. However, if we're going to talk about Halloween candy only, gosh, this sucks to say this because I never give them credit for anything other than this right now. Buckeyes are pretty dang good.
What?
Yeah, those Buckeyes, those round Buckeyes with the cream in the middle of it. And everything. You took Reese Cup. I had to do something. You're going to make fun of me if I say candy corn.
I've never had a Buckeye.
A Buckeye?
I'm going to get you a Buckeye.
I'd have said popcorn balls before I said
popcorn balls.
Oh, popcorn balls are good. You ever had popcorn balls?
Yeah, it's stale popcorn.
No, it ain't.
It's stale popcorn with sugar around it. It's stale popcorn. Give me a Butterfinger. Better not lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
Yeah, I'll give you a finger.
I'll give you a corn cob pop to smoke.
Question four: what is the best social media platform?
Mm.
Oh, it's Facebook. To me, it's Facebook. It's the number one thing I'm on all the time. It's the one thing that's easy access through. You can get good traction off of it. It's just better. Like I would like to use Twitter more. But Twitter's just too confusing for me. Like, it's just, I don't know.
Once you learn X, which is Twitter, you will love Twitter. Twitter is fantastic. I get pretty much all my news off of Twitter now. It's simple. The interface is easy to navigate. There's messaging on there just like Facebook.
But it doesn't seem like people comment as much on there.
And Vols Twitter is phenomenal. Oh, yeah. We are the kings of Twitter, the Tennessee Volunteers, no doubt. We have Vols Twitter has single-handedly almost destroyed a coaching search. We dominate. Twitter's where it's at, and I really enjoy Twitter. I'm big on Facebook too, of course. Not big on Instagram. It's just
YouTube's
not my thing.
Pretty good. I love YouTube.
I don't consider YouTube social media.
Yeah, I
kind of don't either.
Mitchell says Facebook. Jason says Facebook.
Yeah,
Facebook says Facebook. Thomas says Facebook.
Well, I just had to pick something other than what he said.
What is the best sauce to put on chicken wings?
Well, I'll start off and say this. I get my chicken wings at the Coco Loco down here in Cofield,
mm-hmm.
and I get my wings naked, no sauce. I like them dry rub. I like them plain. But if I had to put some sauce on it, I like dipping them in ranch dressing. Ranch dressing.
That's not.
We didn't say dressing.
See, <didn't>
sauce, barbecue, hot, just ranch. All right. Ranch.
My favorite wing sauce out there is at Calhoun's, and it's that Thunder Road sauce. It's a little bit of buffalo, a little bit of barbecue, a little bit of ranch, all kind of together. The Thunder Road sauce at Calhoun's is the best wing sauce around. Period. I love it. It's my favorite.
He's just doing chicken and ranch.
He's going to hit Dino Nuggets anyway.
What?
Thomas says honey barbecue. Jason says buffalo.
Honey
buffalo's
barbecue's good.
Hey, buffalo's
Mitchell
good as long as it
barbecue.
Ain't spicy. And
honey buffalo is really good.
Ooh. Salt and vinegar rub, Smalls says.
I like my wings. I like my women.
I always neglect the YouTube chat. I apologize on there. But D's Nuts says Spurs trick-or-treating spot is in the 1940s.
Yeah.
Might be. Don't tell my age.
Go ahead and hit the rest of the chat on here. Ryan says Hypo needs to learn to win big games and win on the road. Eric B. Jones, I know my screen has been messed up.
Thomas says Buckeyes are delicious. So there we go. I got one.
Never had one. I know Michigan likes to eat Buckeyes.
Mm-hmm.
Salt and vinegar rub, another one for that. All right.
Mitchell said I get to W with a Buckeye.
Oh, you're winning right now. Question six. Do you believe in aliens?
No, I don't. And one, cause I know he's going to have a conspiracy theory on it, but no, I don't believe they're aliens, because if there was, they would have already taken us by now.
Here's the thing. I want you to go outside now. I'll get on conspiracy theory and talk about the flat earth here in a minute. But if you go outside and look up, and you see those millions upon billions upon billions of planets and stars and everything, and you think to yourself, if there's nothing else out there, no more life forms, no nothing, we're it, then damn, that's a waste of space. Mm-hmm. So absolutely I believe in life outside of this planet. The bigger question is, have they been here? That's the bigger question. So yeah, there's got to be life out there. It's just mathematically impossible for there not to be some other form of life in this universe. So my biggest question is, have they visited the Earth? So there you go. That's my statement on that. Yeah, there's aliens. I might be one.
Question seven. We're going deep tonight. No, this is seven.
Six.
Oh, seven. Don't do that. What conspiracy theory is actually true?
Don't go there.
You're about to say Elvis.
Mm-mm. No. I think JFK got shot twice. I really do. He got shot in the front and the back.
I don't really want to say what I really think, so.
Don't be scared of it.
9/11 was the inside job.
Oh, shit. We're getting into some Joe Rogan stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just leaving it at that.
All right, last one.
Knock on your door, ain't you?
Thomas says, if you look where Earth is, we are past the boons. What's that mean?
I don't know, but there's something crazy going on right now.
The boondocks?
Like really crazy going on. What? How in the heck did it do that?
What is that?
That's like a live I done like 3 days ago.
AJA.
I don't think we're live. Oh, yeah, we are, I guess.
Says we never landed on the moon.
Oh, I agree with that.
I've heard that one.
He also says, Giggum. Yeah.
Ryan says I wrote these questions. I did not write these questions.
Yeah, he did.
I was supposed to and didn't.
Hot Juicy says, Neyland has the best environment. Had a blast last night. Tennessee was great to my 8-year-old and I.
Hey, good to hear that. The Oklahoma fans were tremendous.
Yeah, y'all were awesome to us last year as well. So. Yeah,
you're welcome in Neyland anytime.
Yeah, but AJA, we're really hoping you all beat Dorkwitz because we cannot stand old Drinkwitz.
We welcome Oklahoma to the SEC. Screw that Texas team.
Yeah, we hate Texas. All right, last one. If Josh Heupel loses in the Swamp or versus Vanderbilt, is his seat hot?
No.
I think it's medium hot. I don't think there's any reason to even consider firing him right now. Again, who are you going to go get right now?
Not right now, but if he was to lose in the Swamp or versus Vanderbilt.
I hate to tell you, Luke, we're losing one of those two. I don't know which one of the two we're going to lose. We're going to lose one of those two.
Oh, I agree with you.
So, I'd feel more comfortable losing probably in the Swamp than at home.
Yeah, well, I don't want to lose either one of them, but I have a bad feeling about both of them right now. And maybe it's just because of what's happened to us already this year. But no, his seat's not hot. It shouldn't be hot. It's not going to be hot. Back off of it. Josh Heupel's done a tremendous job at Tennessee. He's brought us back from God dang Jeremy Pruitt. So we were in the playoffs last year. Let's let him do his thing, bring some more recruits in here, get us some depth back. It's just the way it's going to be, guys. It's NIL. It's everything. You know, gone are these – you're not going to have an undefeated season. I don't care who you are anymore. It's just not going to happen. There's too much parity in all of college football. So, no, absolutely not. Josh Heupel should not be on the hot seat. I'm more concerned about someone like LSU calling and trying to hire him away from us than for us firing him.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy D on TikTok says the VolQuest released an hour ago that the rumors of LSU and Heupel are legit.
That's what I just said, so.
In the words of Tony V, you're either a Vol or you're not.
And he left, too.
Well, like, you can't be mad at him. I know. He's still involved.
Truth be told, loss might help us in the long run because LSU might back off of that now.
And to be honest, Oklahoma might have went after him if we had beat Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Banks needs to go, is what T. Sarrett says. I hope he goes back to Penn State. I'd take that.
That LSU thing is a cluster waiting to happen.
Thomas says it shouldn't be hot. Mitchell says his seat isn't hot.
LSU needs AD as well, so can they take them both?
Landon Carr, I'm going to put that on a future dual question. That's a good one. That's a good one. All right, let us know in the comments who won the duel. We want to hear from you. The winner gets that pretty belt right above
that's
Spurs'
stay right there.
Head. Yep. It's with you.
I'm on Twitter right now, and I've read something. And here's the truth. Steve Sarkisian, 5 years at Texas, took over a 7-3 team with deep NIL pockets. Overall record, 45-19. But everyone says he's a top-five coach. Josh Heupel, 5 years at Tennessee, took over a 3-7 team with scholarship limitations.
He's still on scholarship limitations. 43-18.
But his thing is not good enough.
I think there's people frustrated right now. We've lost three games we shouldn't have lost.
It's the way we're losing.
It's the way we're losing.
Yeah, it's not that we lost. It's the way we're losing. All right, we're coming to you live on Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok. We appreciate the likes, the comments, the shares. Please keep them rolling in for us. We truly appreciate it. We'll be right back with one word. Don't go anywhere. Hey, y'all. It's the Vol Daddy. I want to give a big shout-out to our friends, 865 Exterior Solutions. They've sponsored the podcast for 2 years in a row now. These guys can do it all. Roofing, siding, framing, decks, windows, doors. They'll even paint your back porch. Matt Swole Cole and Chandler Kite can handle any project you throw at them. I know one thing. It's damn near impossible to try to find people who want to work these days. If you do find them, getting them to actually show up is a whole new ball game. Call 865 Exterior Solutions and cut through the BS. 865-399-3547 or 865-292-1772. Let them know the Vols Deep podcast sent you. Go Vols.
For over 30 years, Phillips Fencing and Storage has been the name folks trust across Rome, Morgan, Anderson, and all the surrounding areas. From secure fencing that stands the test of time to dependable storage solutions that give you peace of mind, we do it right the first time. Visit PhillipsFencingAndStorage.com or call today. Phillips Fencing and Storage. Strength. Security. Service.
BFGU-TV located in Oliver Springs, Tennessee. Your source for accessories, parts, and service. Specializing in drivetrain upgrades, differentials, maintenance, and turbo rebuilds and transmissions. Give ZFGU-TV a call for your side-by-side needs.
Well, we're back.
Ain't
nothing
to
talk
to
him.
Nope.
We're back, baby. Episode 13 continues inside the Vol Cave. We're glad you're listening. Let us know where you're listening from in the comments. We're going to play one word. This segment is presented by our friends at Frank's Fix-It Shop. Check out Frank's for any of your mower or small engine repair needs. He has the tools to get the yard work done. If you own a small business, maybe a side hustle, whether it's mowing lawns, landscaping, cutting trees, trimming hedges, whatever it is, Frank's Fix-It Shop has exactly what you need. We've got a cold fill. We've got an Oneida. That's on TikTok. 3,700 likes on there.
Appreciate it, both Cofield and Oneida.
Loudoun County, Mitchell says. Man, I ain't used to. YouTube's been getting more and more every week.
That's good.
That is good. All right, how one word works. For those that are new, it's very simple. I give a person, city, thing, phrase, whatever. We must describe that using only one word. Here we go. Kim Caldwell.
Stud.
Future.
A stud.
She's a stud.
Stud muffin.
Yeah.
I'm going to go elite.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Vols basketball.
two words, Final Four.
Back.
I'm anxious. Josh Elander.
Home.
Beard.
It's gone.
I'm going to go glue. Rick Barnes.
Dean.
I'm going to go Energizer because he just keeps on going, baby.
Daddy does.
So, we've been saying he's going to be gone for...
Consistent.
How many years has he been at Tennessee?
Oh.
He's pushing 10 years now, ain't he?
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is a trivia question right here.
Tennessee basketball.
Reloaded.
I'm going to say potential.
Mm-hmm.
The bye week.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to go needed. 6-3.
Yeah. Is what it is.
This is Rick Barnes' 10th season on Rocky Top.
I'm going to go self-inflicted. That's two words, mm-hmm. but whatever. College football playoffs.
No, it's not. It's
who cares?
Intriguing.
Fixing the camera again, boys.
You want to check the button again while fixing the camera?
Dude, I don't know what's wrong. Appreciate that, Denny.
Yep.
I'm going to go drama for the college football playoff. Who's the most overrated team in college football?
Oh, Notre Dame.
Overrated?
Yeah.
Yep, Notre Dame.
Who you got?
Notre Dame.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go Georgia.
Okay.
They keep squeaking by. Brandon says, it's your boy Brandon. You already know. Definitely enjoy tuning in as always. Another Oklahoma fan.
Appreciate it, Brandon.
It very, very much, man. Congrats on the win. Hope y'all make it to the playoffs and make a run.
We do, too. We'll be pulling for you all from now on.
Brian Kelly.
Unemployed.
Family.
Rich.
Yeah.
Billy Napier.
Unemployed.
Cash.
Rich. Mike Gundy.
Visor.
he's not rich, so I'm sure he is. Unemployed.
40. James Franklin.
Soon to be employed.
Virginia Tech.
Be a good spot for him. They'd be happy as hell with 9 or 10 a year. Rich. I had Cody Jordan on here.
What about Hugh Freeze? We know he's rich.
We'll save that one for when he's here.
Yeah, we'll save that one. Spanky Swint.
Flavor.
Flavor? What do you mean?
Flavor of the week. Is he Cofield this week? Is he Wofford this week? Is he Florida this week? Is he Tennessee this week?
So. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I've been going.
Are you Petros this week? Are you Cofield this week?
Look, I have now.
You're going to be Auburn Springs for long, I guarantee you.
I know.
Somebody else called him Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav. That's all. I've coached at Cofield longer than I have was at Wahlberg. I want to hear. Probably simply, you know, it is hard to be humble. It really is. So I'm going to go humble. But it is hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror. Because I get better looking each day. Mm. To know me is to love me.
This is one word, Spanky.
Sorry. I must be a hell of a man. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble. But yeah. I'm doing the best I can.
I don't know.
Did you make that up? No, you quoted something. So.
No, it's Mac Davis.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Episode 13 dual winner is Spur.
What?
Landslide.
Josh had a good one, cheeseburgers. He said cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger, that's a good one. Yeah. Chris says, hire Hugh Freeze as offensive analyst. I would be...
Analyst?
I would be perfectly fine with that.
Why would Hugh Freeze take that job?
He probably wouldn't, but...
Although in his bio, it says he has to find another job.
Michael says, guess who's still number one and undefeated? The Ohio State Bobcats.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Much respect. Thank y'all. Brandon says from Oklahoma. Ryan says he loves your kitchen island, Spur.
Kitchen island's awesome, by the way. It's really good. Arc Design out of Sunrise, cheap plug, has designed me and made me a kitchen island that is top tier. It is very, very nice. Cooked on it for the first time today.
Ryan's listening from Norton, Virginia. I need to figure out who D's Nuts is. D's Nuts says Lloyd Christmas disagrees with that moon landing take. You ever seen The Dumb and Dumber? No. Never seen it?
Well, I've seen Dumb and Dumber, but it's...
And where he comes out of that bar, and they've got the moon landed on the wall, and he said, we landed on the moon!
I want you to go back and watch the Apollo 13 when it takes off from the moon back to Earth, and just tell me. Answer me two questions. First of all, they use sparklers to take off with. Second of all, it takes off from the moon, coming back to the Earth, so to speak, and the camera pans with it. Who the hell's filming it? Who the hell's sitting around the moon going, and following it? Yep, didn't happen.
Maybe they have on the outside of that thing.
Didn't happen.
That was one word sponsored by the goats at Frank's Fix It Shop. We'll be right back with our next segment. We have a giveaway coming up from Hound Dogs, a $25 gift card. Make sure you stick around for that. Frank's Fix-It Shop, located in Kingston, Tennessee. Whether you're looking for a new mower or needing service done, Frank's Fix-It Shop is the shop for you. We use Frank's personally. I recommend everyone to him. He's a great person, amazing family business. Ferris, Wright, Hustler, X-Mart is their mowing equipment. Husqvarna, Shindawa, and Echo Power Equipment. Chainsaws, weed eaters, blowers, you name it, Frank has it. Or he can fix it. Over 30 years of professional sales and service, check out Frank's Fix-It Shop today. 808 Gallagher Road in Kingston. 865-376-9299 is the number to call.
We work on Powerstroke, Duramax, and Cummins engines. We offer basic suspension repair and maintenance. We do everything from engine repair slash replace to wheels, tires, and even down to simple maintenance. We're here to help keep your truck running strong and reliable. Reach us at 865-407-8122.
Tired of the sweltering heat? Or blown speakers ruining your drive? Get cool, clear comfort, and crystal clear sound with Atomic Car Audio. Transform your ride. Transform your mood. Visit Atomic Car Audio today.
All right, we are back. Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Welcome back to the Vols Deep Podcast. Thank you for joining us. This segment is presented by MBM Heating and Air. Ready to upgrade your comfort when it's time for a new HVAC system, trust the experts at MBM Heating and Air. They deliver top quality installations at prices that won't break the bank. Your family deserves reliable heating and cooling year-round. Call them at 423-346-2626 or message them at mbmheatingandair.com for your free consultation. All right, obviously we're in a bye week, so we're not going to be able to talk about keys of the game. So let's do a three-leg parlay for this coming Saturday.
You know these things confuse me.
It don't take much to confuse you.
These things confuse me.
Three-leg parlay for next week, huh?
I'll start us off here. I think Indiana covers versus Penn State. I'm going to take LSU to cover versus Alabama. Coming off a bye week, the talent is there. We'll see what happens. I'm going to take Texas A&M to beat Missouri outright.
Okay.
I'm going to go Georgia will cover against Mississippi State. I'm going to go with that one. I'm going to do, you know, I think Florida will cover against Kentucky as well. And then last but not least, I think Penn State will cover against Indiana.
You do?
14 and a half.
Mm.
Give me Alabama to cover 10 and a half on LSU. LSU's in shambles now.
Damn.
Yeah, they're done.
I got the opposite of
they're done. I agree with you, Texas beating Mississippi State, but I'm not going to go there.
They're going to bend them over. Touch grass.
Yeah. Ohio State, 28 and a half over Purdue. That's an easy one in my mind. I think they're going to kill them. And you said Indiana on Penn State, so I'm going to go with a different one here for you. Scrolling through a few of these till I see one I like. Give me Oregon minus 6 over Iowa. You want to do an upset of the week? Because I got an upset of the week.
Give it to me.
Give me Navy to upset Notre Dame.
I would like it. I would like it a lot. They would still be trying to put them in the playoff.
Make the playoffs, yeah.
How do you think Tennessee finishes off this season?
8-4.
If we're lucky?
9-3.
8-4. I think we beat Florida in Florida. I do. I believe we beat Florida in Florida.
I don't think we do.
I just admit I think we're going to lose Vanderbilt, I believe.
I hope we can beat Vanderbilt. The talent's much better, but I don't know. We've not got any better since the Georgia game. Clock management, none of it.
I've been told TikTok ended.
Mm. Yay. Can we win in the swamp, Spank? Can we win in the swamp?
Yeah.
You think we're winning the swamp?
I do think we're winning the swamp. I really do.
But seriously, we're going to have to fix the offensive struggles in order to win the swamp.
So are you worried about Vanderbilt?
Oh, I'm absolutely worried about Vanderbilt. 100% worried about Vanderbilt. And here's what I worry about more than anything else about Vanderbilt right now. I'm worried about our fan base turning on our own team. And Diego Pavier coming out there talking all his shit and doing his thing. And at this point, Vanderbilt Super Bowl is us. So the only way they're getting in is if they beat us.
Could you imagine Vanderbilt getting in the playoffs?
You think we played bad because of the Josh Heupel to LSU rumors?
No, I don't.
No.
I don't. I don't know how much those have steam or don't have steam.
I looked on VolQuest. That guy that said it, I don't see nothing on VolQuest.
Brent Hubbs?
Yeah, I ain't seen nothing on there yet. Wait, let me look on Brent's.
Yeah. That's what they said anyway.
Let's see.
Chris says there's no way we're beating Florida. Mitchell says no way we lose to Florida and we lose to Vandy.
Until Chris Lowe.
No, he says, no, we lose to Florida and we lose to Vandy. That's what he says.
That's what I meant to say. If I didn't say that, sorry.
That would hurt.
Did anyone see Morgan Wallen? Was that kneeling yesterday? He had on a Tennessee Adidas hoodie.
Did he?
Old school one?
It was just a black one with a power T with an Adidas logo.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything here where he's reporting that.
He's been on eBay then.
Yeah.
We had to restart TikTok, so he was up to like 4,000 likes on there. But
it's on there now again.
We're back.
For now. God, this we've come off the rails.
Huh?
We've come off the rails. It's rough.
It's rough, man. Like I said, I can take losing the potential in the way that we are losing games is what's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got something for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the longest tenured coach in the SEC?
Mark Stoops.
There you go.
He's probably still not under any pressure. He beat Auburn. He's good to go. I want to give a big shout out to MBM Heating and Air. Thank you very much for sponsoring our podcast and making this segment possible. We look forward to telling you more and more about MBM Heating and Air. We'll be right back. We got a giveaway from Hound Dogs Knoxville. Stick around. We have some punishments too. Somebody's got to dip their hand in the cup of misfortune.
MBM Heating and Air, making your comfort our business. MBM Heating and Air is all Vol and proud sponsors of Vols Deep. We offer Goodman, Amana, Daikin, and all other major brands of HVAC brands of ducted and ductless systems. Generator installation, tank and tankless water heater service and installation and gas piping. We have 24-hour on-call service. 100% financing with approved credit. Our office phone number is 423-346-2626. We look forward to hearing from you. Go Vols!
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride.
Orange Shield Insurance, the do-it-all insurance company serving all of Tennessee. Free insurance quotes and free insurance advice. Just visit the Orange Shield Insurance Facebook page. Home, auto, business, commercial, professional, rentals, renters, boat, RV, motorcycles, ATV, valuables, events, life, and much, much more. 865-742-1672. Is the number to call or text. That's 865-742-1672. Give my friend Steven, a true BFL, a call or text today. All right, we are back. We have the final segment of the Vols Deep podcast. This segment is presented by our great friends at Hound Dogs Knoxville. This is our football pick'em segment. Spur, please let the people know who this week's winner is and how this works.
Hey, they're listening to the podcast right now, and they've been on it all night. Mitchell Vincent, you are the winner of this past week's podcast pick'em contest. You've won a $25 gift card to Hound Dogs and some Vols Deep podcast swag. So send Luke a message with your address. That way he has it. So I hope you're still listening. Otherwise, we're fixing to pick 10 games. These 10 games will be posted on Wednesday afternoon on the Vols Deep podcast Facebook page. Pick the winners of these 10 games. The last game will be, what is the last game this week? It's the tiebreaker.
LSU-Alabama.
Total points scored. And that one will be the tiebreaker. So.
All right, yeah, let's get the address for Mitchell. And we'll send you some gift card from Hound Dogs Knoxville, some decals, some koozies, some good cool stuff from the Vols Deep podcast as well.
Good deal.
All right, loser results. From last week, Spanky and I were both 5-5.
Did I even send my picks in?
Mm-hmm.
You did.
You and Josh both did.
Oh, I didn't remember.
Yep. Cody was 4-6.
There we go.
Wow.
Josh, congratulations. 6-4 for your third win of the year. Spur. You were 3-7.
Wow, I had a bad week.
A rough one, buddy.
I don't have to do a swimsuit calendar. I know that much, Josh.
Overall records, I've won 4.
3-7.
Josh has won 3. Spanky has won 2. Spurs won 1.
I haven't done 3-7 in ages.
It was rough.
What's bad is I hit 6 out of 7 in my parlay. Need that last one, though. Oh, Jesus Christ, no.
What'd you get?
I put this one in here, too. I had to wear the Nico Iomaviava lace to the next game. All right. All right, I'll do it.
People are going to be pissed off.
Damn it.
So Spur will have to wear the Nico Lays to the next Tennessee football game.
They are.
Y'all just act like you have no idea what happened. Like, what?
No, I'm going to say I wish we had Nico back.
Oh,
I'll
God.
Just go
full.
Find me a jersey. Find me a jersey.
You're going to get stabbed.
I can get a hold of that Nico jersey.
Oh, that's a good one, though. That's a good punishment.
That's an embarrassment. Yeah, that's a good
that's
one.
A good punishment. That's easy to do. It's not too bad, but damn it.
Do you still have yours?
Yes, okay. I still have them.
I burnt mine.
For that reason, because I knew he was going to put on the punishment. Hmm. Give me a reason to get rid of them. I'll throw them in the river after the game.
All right. Game one, Tulane.
Damn it.
At Memphis.
Give me Memphis State.
I'm going to take Memphis. They're second best team in Tennessee right now, according to the AP poll.
All right, so Spurs taking Memphis. Spanky's taking Memphis. Haven't got Cody's picks in. Josh also took Memphis. And I have took Memphis as well. Game two, BYU at Texas Tech.
I'm taking Texas Tech. I don't think it's going to be close.
Give me Texas Tech as well.
BYU's undefeated, ain't they?
No, they've lost one.
Mm.
I think.
I guess I'll roll with Texas Tech. I kind of wanted to go BYU there. All right, Indiana at Penn State.
Give me those Cignattis.
Yeah, give me Indiana as well.
We've got Indy around the board with Josh as well. Texas A&M at Missouri.
A&M.
Aggies.
Not going to have much parity, are we?
So far, not. I've got A&M as well. Game five, Auburn at Vanderbilt.
Give me Vanderbilt.
Give me Candy.
Josh takes Vandy. I've got Vandy as well. Damn. Syracuse at Miami.
Miami's like a 28-point favorite. They're not going to lose that one.
Give me the orange and green Hurricanes.
They lost last week. I'm taking Miami as well. Spurs got Miami. Spanky's got Miami. Josh has Miami. Georgia at Mississippi State.
Georgia.
The Bulldogs. Georgia.
The Bulldogs.
It's not the one.
Huh?
It's not the one to go out on a limb.
They beat Arkansas, by God.
We beat Arkansas. Did I say that out loud?
Georgia's got so lucky, though.
Pick Mississippi State, then.
Yeah, I know you want me to. Go Georgia. Houston at UCF. Be a good game.
Give me Houston. Hey, Thomas has a good idea. I can wear those lays till I'm supporting Jackson Moy.
That's true. Spanky, Houston or Central Florida?
Give me Houston. Give me the Cougars.
Damn. I've got Houston as well. So does Josh. We picked everyone the same.
Cody's going to do something funny.
We got to get Cody to show up. I think he's scared of Spanky.
Speaking of Spanky, where's that cereal at?
Oh, damn it. He skipped on us. So he won't be here again next week since you mentioned it.
Probably not.
Every time you mention it, he don't show up that next week.
It's a coincidence.
Yeah.
I think it's my birthday next week.
Game nine, Oregon at Iowa.
Oregon.
Oregon.
Is this one of those weeks where there's not a lot of...
There ain't a lot of none.
Oregon as well. We have no difference so far. LSU at Alabama plus the total points.
This might be where this is what
give me Alabama and give me 52 points.
Give me Alabama and give me 50 points.
Josh had 47. Spanky, you said 52?
No, give me 45.
You've already picked.
Okay, 50.
Spur?
I said 52.
I had a 51 with a question mark down, but I'm not going to go between 51 and 52, or 50 and 52. Let's go 53.
I'm safe. Bam.
You're good. 53, you already said it.
Why are you safe?
Because we all picked the same, and as long as there's two between me, I'm good.
It's either you or Spanky, or you or the highest or lowest, one or the other.
Josh is lowest.
It's either you or Josh.
This one's going to suck.
It's going to come down to the points.
Yeah, we'll have to look at nothing besides the one game.
Oh, I'm easier to keep up with that way.
I know it.
Yep. All right. Thank you all for listening and watching us. We know it sucks after a loss. But you can rewatch us on YouTube, Facebook, and as always, our podcast will stream on all podcast audio formats. We're all disappointed, but go Vols forever.
Message for the fans. We play New Mexico State on November 15th. Be a good time to take the family to see a game that they can't usually come to Neyland because ticket prices are outrageous. Get the kids out. Let them come have a good time. It's homecoming. We'll be wearing our Smoky Grays most likely, so support our volunteers. They need us.
Smoky Grays with orange helmets.
Yep. Go Vols.
Yeah.
Go Vols.